you. Well, welcome everybody to this workshop, which is about developing mediumship. It's an introduction to mediumship, which for most of you, I assume, is something that you're here to develop or to find out some different ways and techniques to further your interest in developing mediumship. And what we're going to do today is go through the different aspects of taking away the layers of self and emotion that cloud our human mind and instruct ourselves whether or not we have the capability to be a medium or to extend our psychic awareness. Because everybody can actually extend their psychic awareness. And in doing that, all it's teaching you is that there is more to you than the five human senses and the physical body. That really is what it's about. The healing aspect of mediumship that we must go through before we actually extend our awareness starts with self. It starts with self because before you start to try to heal other people, you first must know where this is coming from and who it's coming through. So if your mind is emotionally distorted or there's all sorts of emotional turbulence in you, you are not a very good vessel then to actually be channeling help or healing to other people. So the development of mediumship begins with self. And as I say, we are here today to try and take away some of the layers that have clouded your mind, some of the fears that you hold on to. And fear is one of the biggest aspects of developing mediumship. First of all, to recognize what you're frightened of, to recognize what's been holding you back in life. And the ultimate fear for human beings is death. The ultimate fear is either our own death or the death of someone that we love. I know for myself, in developing mediumship, that was one thing that I lost, was fear of dying, fear of death of another. In simplicity, you learn that there's nothing you can do about it, that you're all going to die. So there's some good news to start with. But it's as I say to everybody, everywhere I go, you cannot die for the life of you. You actually cannot die. And this is something that I've been fortunate enough to be able to bring to people all over the world, to see their turnaround, to see their reaction on learning that there's been evidence come through from a person that they've loved that has taught them that that person hasn't died. And to many people who are skeptical about this subject, they're going to say, well, you're just being kind to people, you're just giving them false hope. But it goes way beyond that, way beyond that, to a point where there is absolutely no room for doubt. As I say to people, through the development that I've done and the development I hope to pass on to others, I have actually learned that I don't believe anymore in life after death. I know it. There is a difference when you believe something because that means that you still doubt when you believe. But when you get to a point where you actually know it, then there's a kind of self-confidence comes into you because you know that you are bigger than just this person. So that's what we hopefully will be working on today. Among that, we'll be doing some different psychic exercises to show you how to, in some ways, get in touch with your own awareness, to become more in tune. And one of the best ways to prove to yourself that there is some kind of psychic field around each one of us that extends our consciousness, one of the best ways to do that is to convince somebody else with information that you don't know anything about. Because how could you know that? And even in its simplest form, if somebody says, yes, but you're just reading minds, so what's that about? I love that whenever I'm accused of people by being, oh, he's only telepathic. Isn't it? He's only telepathic. I hate that. I hate being called a telepath. But you've got to ask yourself, what is that? It's an extension of the human mind that we have not yet fully tapped into. And it's something that is inherent in each human being. Each life form, to some extent, can expand their consciousness in some way in any given life. That's where you have to start to look. Most people who come for development of mediumship, most people, I say, have come because they've either had a loss or something very traumatic in their life. And it's caused them to say, there must be more to life than this. And I think that's the turnaround point for all of us. At some point, we believe that there's got to be more to life than this. What happens when we die? Is there a God? Is there an afterlife? We start to question these things. And you only have to look at life through the ages to see that there's always been phenomenal occurrences within the existence of human beings. There have been feats that people have performed that are superhuman when put under stress or in stressful situations, where you'll have a mother who can, at some point can realise an amazing strength to lift a car off her child who's trapped under it. That's something that actually happened. But how does that happen? There are actual reported cases in history where people have levitated for no apparent reason. They've actually lifted up off the ground. These are things that defy physics. And it's when we actually look beyond the physical world, we see that all of us are capable of paranormal or superhuman feats and behaviour. We look at it at its simplest. We have five human senses. And I would say that probably no one in this room, myself included, use those five human senses to the fullest. We tend not to look at the things in this world that we should look at. We close our vision down to our life. We forget to look out at other people. We forget to look at the beauties of this world as well as the horrors. We forget to listen to the sounds that people make. We hear only the words